From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United States is planning to offer financial assistance to Ukraine, even as Washington warns Moscow against taking any military action. The White House is calling on all outside actors in the region to stay out of Ukraine and be transparent about their military actions. Meanwhile, as Malcolm Brown reports, America's top diplomat says Washington intends to offer a billion-dollar loan guarantee.
The U.S. Secretary of State told reporters that there's an urgent need to provide assistance to Ukraine following the turmoil there. With Russian troops in the region put on high alert, John Kerry called on Moscow to be very careful, saying that any military action would be a grave mistake. In an interview with cable channel MSNBC, Mr. Kerry urged the Russians not to see this as a continuation of the Cold War, noting that Moscow opposes outside intervention in places like Syria.
Reports from Crimea indicate Russian-backed military volunteers have set up security checkpoints on the main road leading to the strategically important city of Sevastopol. A group of Canadian reporters say they witnessed at least a dozen men in military fatigues enforcing a checkpoint around the city that is home to Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Our Moscow correspondent Anya Ardaeva says tensions are mounting in Crimea.
Russian news agency Interfax reports that checkpoints have been set up around Sevastopol in Ukraine's Crimea. It also said that the city's borders were guarded by self-defense militia and police. The report said that Sevastopol's mayor, Alexei Chali, who is a Russian citizen, has ordered the checkpoints to be set up. The new mayor was elected during a mass pro-Russian rally in Sevastopol on Sunday.
One of the men convicted of murdering a British soldier outside in a street in London has been jailed for life. Michael Adebolajo and Michael Adebowale attacked drummer Lee Rigby near his barracks in South London last May in broad daylight. Adebolajo was given life in jail. Adebowale handed a minimum term of 45 years. Our correspondent Ollie Barrett is outside the Old Bailey Court in central London.
Emotions running high outside the Old Bailey, but inside the court, dramatic scenes. With Lee Rigby's family looking on in tears, both defendants fought with security guards and were removed from the dock. They were taken down to the cells and the judge continued his sentencing without them, saying that the murder of Lee Rigby had been barbaric.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The boss of Swiss bank Credit Suisse, Brady Dugan, which is accused of helping customers in the U.S. to conceal their accounts to evade tax, says he deeply regrets what's happened. A report by the U.S. Congressional Committee made claims against the bank, which has around 22,000 account holders in the U.S. Our Europe correspondent Jack Parrock reports.
The report claims that between 2001 and 2008, Credit Suisse allowed banking practices which facilitated tax evasion for its American customers, the assets of whom are thought to total around $12 billion. It's just one of 14 Swiss banks being chased by US prosecutors for allegedly hiding offshore accounts. The private banking division of Credit Suisse has put aside around $300 million to fight the case brought against it. The US Justice Department says it won't hesitate to indict if and when circumstances merit. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
Venezuela has selected their first new ambassador to the U.S. since 2010. In response, the U.S. State Department said they are open to diplomatic relations, but that Venezuela must first earn the trust of the U.S. From Washington, Andrea Arenas reports.
Maximiliano Arbeláez, who previously served as Venezuela's ambassador to Brazil, is the nominee. The announcement comes the day after the U.S. expelled three Venezuelan diplomats in retaliation for Venezuela's expulsion of three U.S. embassy staff last week. The U.S. State Department said that Venezuela's recent actions are making it difficult for both countries to reestablish diplomatic relations. Caracas accused the American envoys of supporting a violent anti-government protest movement that has been sweeping the nation for the past 2 weeks. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
The obesity rate among young children in the U.S. has dropped dramatically, a new report reveals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that the obesity rate fell 43% over the past decade. Researchers theorize that a drop in soda drinking, as well as an increase in breastfeeding, may have helped address the problem. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.